Sound good. So welcome to today's podcast, where I'm joined by Mr. Randy Rodet, which I thought it was Rhodes. I don't know why, maybe because I've got a road mic, but it sounds like some wrestler's name. I'm pretty sure there was someone with that surname in wrestling when I was a kid.
Oh, I'm sure there was. Actually, that's funny you even say that, because usually people always think I'm like, oh, are you that guitar player in the Black Sabbath? I think was that there was a guy named Randy Rhodes, and that's, I'm like, no, I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
The wrestler was Dusty Rhodes.
Was it Dusty Rhodes? Yeah. I don't know why. There was a guy called Randy Savage.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm just getting that all mixed up.
So for your listeners, just kind of combine those two people, Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes. That's me. That's my right
there. So yeah, he's got the best name in the world of marketing. It's one of those, it's like a stage name that you get some crazy pop star or whatever, you know, makeup. But yeah, that makes you stand out from the crowd, that's for sure. But Randy, for anyone who hasn't come across you yet, can you give us a little bit of background of what you do, where you're based, and how long you've been in this digital marketing game for?
Yeah. So Randy Rhodet, and I'm the founder and principal of a digital marketing agency in located in Cleveland, Ohio, called 38 Digital Market. And we've been operating, the agency has been in operation for about 5 years now. And it's kind of a funny story how I even got into digital marketing. I had a company that I started way back in 2007. It was an education services company, and where we were doing after-school programming and tutoring with kids, and needed a website, you know. And so I'm like, I'm just going to kind of dig into this myself, and started, we built a website and kind of got into the whole concept around search and how do I get found on the website. So I just kind of did that myself because I didn't have anybody on staff. And I really, at that time, like, I don't know where I'm going to find somebody to do this. And so, and it just really intrigued me anyway. And so I was kind of fascinated by the whole process. So I really kind of for the next, I don't know, 6-7 years, just kind of did it myself and kind of trained a few people to kind of do it for our company at that time. And then I was talking with friends of mine who are in the business and doing similar services in other parts of the country. They were like, hey, can you do that for us as well? And so I kind of took them on as clients, not, you know, air quotes clients, because that really wasn't, you know, I had this other business. I mean, we were serving hundreds and thousands of kids every year, and that was my main business. I'm like, okay, well, I can do this and we'll play around with this. And so that was kind of like just my little side hobby, if you would. And in 2012, I sold that business. But these folks, clients again, that I was working with were like, hey, but can you still work with us? Okay, sure. So I was doing that for a while. And then finally, I just, you know, decided, hey, let's just kind of open up an agency and we'll expand this whole thing. And so that's what we did. And been going strong ever since. And we do, you know, we're a full service agency. So we do web design, web management. We do SEO, obviously, and local SEO. We love working with local businesses, whether local to us or in other parts of the country, and really get them noticed and ranked in the Google 3-pack, and drive business for them from that standpoint. And then we do a lot of content marketing, content creation. So whether that's writing, blogs or resources, articles, content for their website. We do a lot of video creation and production. And then we also, kind of since COVID, we have started podcast, and we started our own podcast And then we also provide podcast services for others. So we can do all of that stuff as well. Editing, sound, mix, content, promotion, everything. So, yeah, so that's what we do.
It's interesting concept you've got there, doing all of that. And I'm sure it's all very lucrative. But for today, I want to focus down on one particular area that you do, which is where I found you or came across you. And that's the PR side of things, digital PR, if you like.
Right.
And just can you tell us a bit more about that and what's involved in that? And, you know, obviously we hear of the typical PR, you know, you pay a PR person and they'll get you, you know, put in the Vogue magazine or whatever. Right. But your PR is slightly different, where it's more digital focused. And it's about getting links and coverage and traffic and all that kind of stuff. So what is the difference between the old traditional PR and what you do?
Well, let me start back. So I'll take a step and kind of talk a little bit about our services. So you're right. That is kind of one of our other silos that we do, which is press releases. And we do them really in varying degrees, depending upon the client needs and whether they're just want, you know, just a massive bunch of links going to their site, or do they want real brand management and reputation management, or or do they want kind of all of that plus real traffic kind of flowing to their site? So there's, you know, we employ a different strategy depending upon what the needs of the client and what their objectives are. So our services, so we'll do, and I should say probably actually, you know, kind of in the market, you can kind of go and you can find, you know, a lot of different press release services out there. And they really are varying degrees of what those links are. They could either be, you know, the very, what I would say kind of the lowest kind of rung on the ladder, which is essentially really just kind of WordPress sites that somebody calls it a, you know, Randy's newspaper, you know, and it really is just a backlink, kind of a like a PBN that may or may not have any kind of value to it. And typically those are all going to be no follow links as well. And so there's not a lot of value. You get a lot of links, and a lot of times those links, though, sometimes, you know, they're links that have, you know, a DA value to them and a trust flow to them, so they're not completely worthless by any means. And it helps from a link strategy on somebody's site, it helps kind of build that out, if you would, kind of spread those links across and help kind of build that link profile for a site. And then you can kind of step up to doing a release that is going to get like in some of the, what I would call some of the second tier kind of news sites. So you've got things like Market Watch, Marketplace, Digital Journal, which is Google News. And so you've got those sites, which have a little more credibility, give you a little more link juice as well, and can actually help you rank, depending upon how you write the article, the words, the links that you do, can actually help you drive that ranking capability for your website. So typically all of those as well, and can help, I should say as well, even on the brand management or the reputation management, because you're getting some visibility out there on the brand. You're beginning to control the message. And then the next kind of tier would really be your real powerful kind of media sites that you are really driving some strong content around, really focused on a link strategy on what it is that you want to link to, whether it's your site, your GMB or Google My Business page, you know, driving for local ranking. You know, and sites like that could be like Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, and of course, all of these other things. USA Today would be some of those things. AP News, AP News Network. So we, over the last couple of months, have really worked hard to build up some relationships with various, with all of those, actually, news sites. And so now we can pretty much assure those clients, if they're buying at that tier and wanting that kind of a press release, that we can get them on Yahoo Finance, and whether it's the US version or the UK version, we can get them, you know, in Associated Press as an Associated Press release. And that, you know, those are really strong, powerful news sites that get picked up and then utilized by a lot of other news sites for content. And so your article can get distributed, you know, on Yahoo Finance as an example. It could get picked up by the Wall Street Journal, even. And, you know, all of these other kinds of sites, and we'll do Forbes. And so we've got the ability to really position. And to give you an idea, an example on this as well. So we had a client a couple of weeks ago, we did this for, is a real estate client. And we did a press release for them, and talking about their services. We did a great strategy because they had a special promotion going on. And so as we linked into that article, released it, was picked up on Yahoo Finance, both in the US and the UK, as well as the Global News Network and AP News. Well, then that article got picked up by several other smaller and more localized agencies or news sites. And we were able to, like, kind of go back through kind of that drip and trickle effect and really kind of demonstrate to the client, like, look at all of this incredible, not only the visibility and the continued link building, pointing back to his site, but as well, in great brand management, but really was driving traffic. And so we could show, you know, back to the example. So there was the article got picked up by some smaller regional news site that was out on Long Island. And we went back from the referral from that link, could show that he had over 1,000 links going to his particular promotional site from that one kind of secondary, if you would, news agency from Long Island. And so it's a great way to drive traffic. And so it, especially if you really are doing, and again, depending upon what your content is and how we can build it, as we get it distributed, you know, it can really drive some incredible traffic and, you know, can either generate sales for you, expand your brand, really own the conversation for your company. It really is a strong, powerful piece of strategy from SEO, brand management, reputation management, all the way around.
So what I want to dig a bit deeper into is, obviously you've got loads of different options out there when it comes to press release distribution, and you know what obviously I've used you and can 100% vouch for you. I've liked the service that I've had, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Why would someone use you as opposed to the, you know, the hundreds or thousands of others? What makes you stand out? Is it those relationships with those Yahoo and stuff like that, that's different from the others? Or is there more to it? Is there more to that mix which makes you have, you know, a unique selling point? Because obviously, as I say, I've used you. I've got my Yahoo Finance and my Yahoo US link and various other ones which you have mentioned as part of using your service. So I know it works, but I've used so many. And they say, yeah, we'll get you on this and it will get promoted out to all of these websites. And then you look at it and you're just like, this is actually dog shit. This is
it's garbage
here. So, what do you do to obviously get the likes of Yahoo on side? You know, why would they be more favorable to you as well as opposed to the a million other guys?
Right. Good question. So, first of all, you're absolutely right. I mean, you can go onto a lot of these freelancers network sites and find, you know, somebody saying, "Hey, we're good to you on hundreds of, you know, news sites," and which, you know, they can, in the sense of, and I can kind of air quote, they can get you on, you know, quote unquote news sites. But almost all of those news sites are, you know, essentially a created WordPress site that really is just a PBN. It's not a news site. Nobody's ever heard of it. Nobody ever goes there. They don't do anything else aside from just put a bunch of articles on there. And they have their place. I mean, we do that as well, depending upon what the need of the client is. If they're looking for expanding and building a link profile, it's a very inexpensive way to kind of go and build a link. The issue, though, becomes, you know, what's the difference between our service and other services? So I would like to say, hey, we really provide some consultation with our clients. And so when you buy a service with us, I mean, we're going to talk with you and ask you, you know, what's your objective here? What do you want to do? Where do you want to get noticed? What level of kind of a release are you looking for? You know, we'll write that article and give anywhere from a 500 to 1,000 word article, depending upon what the strategy is, optimized, focused specifically on driving the objectives of the client. And, you know, you got to talk with me. I mean, when you buy from 38 Digital Market, you're buying from me and, you know, and the service that we're able to provide and the relationships that we've cultivated over the last, I mean, we've been doing press releases for about 3 years, I think. And so over the course of those years, you know, we've really have cultivated some great relationships with folks at Yahoo Finance. And, you know, and the big, you know, a big, I will say this is a big coup for us, because as we've demonstrated our reputation and ability, you know, we've been able to open the door to be able to post in AP News. And there's just very few agencies that are going to get you. I will just tell you, there's nobody on those freelance sites that are going to say, "Hey, I'll get you in AP News. I'll get you distributed through the Associated Press." It's just not going to happen. And you could go to some of the, you know, bigger, larger press release sites, and they can probably do that for you as well. But I'll just tell you, you're going to spend 3 to 5 times more for that than you will with us. So I think we're very competitive when you're talking about that kind of a level. You get great service from us. Focus on writing great content that will convert. So.
Yeah, no, I can, and again, can vouch for the pricing. Is, I think, what's your cheapest package? $77.
Yeah, exactly.
And the,
and that's even writing the article for you. So for $77, we'll write the article and we'll post it out over hundreds of different website news sites, and we'll even get you, even at that price, we'll get you in the Digital Journal, so you'll get on Google News as well as Marketplace and MarketWatch, Ask, you know, so some good sites actually kind of thrown into that package, and then from there, depending upon what it is that you want to do.
Yeah, no, I think obviously the other one, the other package that I tried out with you, I think was the, is it 397 or 379 or whatever it is.
Just under $400, and we'll get you on Yahoo Finance. Like the last one we did for you, I think we got you on Yahoo Finance. That was both US and UK. distributed you out through there. Plus, we got you out in the Global News Network, Business Wire. I think we hit that one for you as well. Plus, a ton of other here in the States, a ton of local, state, and local regional news sites and papers. So, I don't know. We delivered hundreds of links for you on there, but it was strong, right? That yeah. Yeah. Finance, US, UK. How could you go wrong with that?
That's all I was interested in when you said, check these ones out. And I'm like, whoa. And you know what I can say to anyone with an SEO background, if you're wanting PR and obviously as much bang for your buck, if you're an agency or whatever, you know, Randy's service will get you for that $400, you know, what I would probably expect to pay, you know, $3,000 for. You know, with the level of the volume and level of links that you're getting, I think it's definitely massive value for money. But going back to the service, what is it that makes it successful? Is it the content writing? You know, is it the way you're pitching it? Is there something else like in the background, like drip feeding it out to this network, or what is the main crux of that success when you're doing that? Like, is it the way you're pitching it? Is it just easy for other newspaper websites to just basically say, this is simple and easy, he's laid it on a plate for his ear, bang, 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 bang? Is that where the new key is?
Well, I think it actually, you know, you're asking what's the secret sauce, right? What's the formula?
No, not necessarily. Obviously, you'll never give your secret sauce to me, but
it really is a combination of all of that stuff that you mentioned. I mean, some of it is us because we've created these relationships in these news agencies, and so when we submit something, it's not going to be some spammy crap article, and so there's a level of trust that we've developed over the years. And then it comes back to the content itself. How have we written it? Is it meaningful? Is it going to be interesting? And then where we place the links and what we link to, based again, kind of on the strategy or the objectives of the client, you know, allows us then to deliver, not only get the article posted in some really great news sites that have some incredible authority and power. But as we craft that article and then we do the link strategy with the client in mind, then it, you know, then that process trickles down through the client and where they get the results that they're looking for as well. So it's a little bit of all of that, but it's really is through a process and a strategy that we build. And it's all based on years of the relationships and the cultivation that we've grown over the last several years. And so that's really enabled us, I think, to make a good value for both our clients and as well our news partners. So from that standpoint, I think it's we've been good. And you know, we're not some huge agency in the sense where I've got hundreds of people. I don't have some big massive building that I'm paying for, and so I don't need to charge $3,000, you know, to get you on Yahoo Finance. I can do it we can do it at a reasonable price because we do this for our clients. So, you know, we're here in Northeast Ohio and I do this for our local clients that we serve out of our agency. And, you know, a lot of my clients are not going to be able to afford to pay, you know, that kind of money for a press release. So, and I get it. And so we just really made a real commitment to keep it value focused so that clients can get some really great services and results.
What I think is great about this service is also the fact that you understand the SEO, which is, you know, I think that's probably quite refreshing when it comes to PR. A lot of PR people don't understand why they're doing it, if you get what I mean. Like, I know they will claim, oh, yeah, we're doing it and we know what we're doing, but you really do seem to understand, you know, the local stuff, the national stuff and why you're doing it and the link building value and the DR or the DA that comes from it, which I think also allows you to fine tune the whole process because, you know, I can guarantee you many other PR people out there although they think they know what they're doing, they don't really understand the value of what they're doing, or exactly what we need. So I think, you know, what you're doing for local clients and obviously getting that PR and link juice and you know, local news sites and all of that kind of stuff to help with the GMBs is going to be massive for them, and affordable, which is the key part.
Right. Well, and it is, I mean, we get a lot of orders from folks that, you know, well, they'll even say, hey, I got to have these five links in this article, and they're all going to, you know, their main website or money page. And, you know, we push back, actually. We're like, listen, you don't want this. This is not going to get you the results that you want. And that's why I come back and I say, so we, you know, we provide some consultation, with the folks to, really ensure, like, what is it that you want to do and how can we craft then an article to make it worth your while? And if you're a local business, as a client, you know, and your objective is, I want to rank in the Google 3-pack or in the map pack. Well, we have a very specific strategy that we employ in order to do that, and specifically a link strategy with that. Where do we link and how do we do that? And how do we write the content, not just the article, but the title, the subtitle along with that? How do we build kind of bullet points into the article? But it's all that strategy that we approach for that. Very specific about getting people ranked in the Google 3-pack. And so, you know, we do employ, and so I thank you for the compliment. We do understand, you know, the differences or the nuances, if you would, from an SEO standpoint, and, you know, whether you're trying to rank locally or trying to do some national notoriety. So there's a big difference in strategies of how you approach those things. So.
Yeah, no, it's great, because even for the likes of me, where I've ordered your service and you've said, Craig, what is it you want to promote? And I'm just like, listen, I've given away a free SEO course. Can you make some shit up about that? And you've done it without, and you know, all I wanted was links to that page. And I think from my end, you understood that and just got on with it and done it. But do you never fear, or is this a problem for you, where you get so many different companies coming to you and saying, hey man, I want some local press and news and all that kind of stuff? Do you ever run out of ideas of what to write about someone? Like, you know, there's been so many free courses given away. There's been so many, you know, just, you know, hey, look at me, I'm, you know, doing really well in business or whatever. How do you keep getting stuff in there? Because surely there will become a point where the likes of Yahoo Finance or whoever will be like, we've had enough of these crappy stories. Like, we need something that's outrageous or funny, or, you know, because what we hear a lot about PR is it needs to be newsworthy. So how do you keep on top of the newsworthy, making it newsworthy?
Yeah, it's the newsworthy, the company announcement, you know, the new information, something along those lines. And it's funny you even mentioned that, because I would tell you, from our standpoint, our perspective now, probably the most difficult thing is like coming up with the angle, if you would. You know, it is the, okay, what is this? And so, you know, we spend probably as much time just thinking about that, doing research on the client's website, looking at other information that may be out there on the web regarding that client, and to try to get, you know, build that background story. You know, that approach and trying to, like, okay, what can we craft this article about? We understand what the client wants to do. What can we bring into it? How can we position it? What's the title? You know, that does take effort. And but once we get it, then, you know, we've got some really some great writers on staff. We can like hand it, go do some research, go pull this together and write. But it is a challenge, and it takes. And this is so another thing when you say, well, what sets us apart? What's our value prop from, you know, getting some cheap service somewhere else? And you're not going to get it. You either have to come to the table with your own article, or you're just going to get a very poor written quality content that is not relevant to anything. And it's not going to get any kind of notice and or traction anywhere. And so, yeah, we spend a fair amount of time and effort with everyone that comes across to kind of try to figure out what's the angle, what's the story, what can we do to pitch.
Here is a, and I'm not saying that you've ever done this, but I'd be curious to know if a guy or a woman or anyone else for that matter has ever come up to you from the PR side and said, listen, Randy, I don't give a shit what you say. I pretty much just want serious volume, like make up some bullshit story, make me famous. Do you reckon if someone did come to you and said, Randy, here I am, now I don't care whether you said I've done a magic trick or I've done this or I've done that, make up a story and see how viral it goes. Do you reckon...
it happened. We've had to do that.
I'd be curious.
You would be surprised how often, actually, that where somebody just like says, hey, we want a press release, here's our website. And that's it.
Oh man.
Jesus, are you kidding me? Come on. You got to give me a little more than that, right? But that happens. And so we're like, all right, well, let's figure out what do you want, right? I want traffic. I want my name out there, whatever. And so, you know, and so we go and we build and we take the effort. Sometimes that actually gives us a little more leeway to kind of do whatever, because then they don't really care. Like, I don't give a rip. Just, you know, give me something, right?
Yeah. As long as it's positive. Yeah,
exactly.
In some way.
I don't know. I mean, it happens. And then we have other clients who are very specific that, hey, I've got this promotion. I really want to drive traffic to this. And, you know, and they give us a lot of stuff, you know, in order to go build. So, you know, and that's fine too. We work with that. We typically, so even with the clients that are like, hey, here's our website, go craft a story. But we do a lot of background with that. And so, you know, we always embed a logo, the company, whatever their logo is, even if they never, even I would tell you 85% of the people never provide us with any kind of an image or anything. And so we'll go lift the logo off of their website, depending upon if it's for an individual or for, I think I did this for you, as a matter of fact. You're like, Randy, right? It's that, da, 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 da. And I went and found a headshot of you somewhere that we could use, you know, for the article, and you looked very nice out there in Yahoo Finance. But I mean, that's the, I like to say we go above and beyond just try to ensure that the client looks good, even though they didn't provide the information. I mean, you are hiring us to be the expert on a press release. So a lot of, you have no clue what I need in order to make that happen. And I'm not trying to come to you and say, hey, how come you didn't do this? Or, you know, like you hired us to make you look good and to do the work. We just said, that's fine. We'll deliver it for you. You don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Well, taking care of it means we got to go do the lifting, right? We got to go find the images, go find the logo, go write the article to make it happen. That's what you've hired us to do. And we've said, hey, we'll make this happen.
Yeah, no, I think Audrey, you do a great job. And as I say, you know, prior to even getting you on here, I had tried your service, and then, you know, I think I've tried it several times since. So it's not one of those things where you've come on and I've got to actively promote it. This is a guy, I don't even know how I found you, actually. I don't know if someone recommended you or I just...
Oh, nice. Yeah, good.
I can't remember how it was, but you will find the link to Randy's gig below in the first comment in the video when this goes live, if you want to do it. But I want to ask you something else that's slightly not PR related, but what I'd love to know is more about, obviously you're using Legit to promote that particular service. And obviously Legit is like Fiverr and there's marketplaces out there. Now, I'd love to just pick your brains on that, because it's not a place I've ever promoted a service on. And I know people have varying different degrees of success putting themselves out on a platform like that. And just for any other kind of freelancer that maybe does not a press release gig, I hope, right, but some other kind of gig, is that something you feel you get decent volume from? And on, obviously, I'm not trying to pry into orders you get, but is that a viable option?
Yeah. So as I say, we kind of started doing press releases about 3 years ago, and it really all kind of stems around kind of a business, right? And so whether you're an individual, whether you're an agency, you have a service, you have resources that you're trying to leverage, you know, to the best of your ability. And so I think, you know, there's different approaches to it. We decided to take the approach of like, listen, we have these resources to provide a service. We're not maybe in our own, off of our own website. We're not driving, you know, the capacity really to be able to leverage those resources effectively. So what else can we do? And so we took and made the decision, let's go on some of these freelancer sites like Legit and, you know, post it out there and try to drive some business off of that and help build the capacity. Because again, we had the resources and we just weren't leveraging enough of those resources really to not necessarily to pay for the resource, because we were using them for other aspects in our agency, but it was something that we really knew, like we could develop this silo of business and of revenue in our agency. And as we've developed our relationship, we could actually do a lot of good for folks. And so, yeah, so we put it out on Legit. We've, and you know, it's been a great little gig for us. We've met a lot of great people through that. And that have then subsequently transitioned into agency clients for us as well. And it's all, you know, for us, I always tell people, listen, I'm just a farm boy from Nebraska. And so I'm not some slick dude. I'm like, listen, I'd like to sit down with a cup of coffee and let's talk about your business. What can we do to help you? And that's really is our approach. And I think that people find that refreshing, and that it's not just some cutthroat trying to do something and not, you know, give a rip about your business. So we take that approach, and we do, you know, it's a good thing. And so I kind of think that, you know, if you're, whether you're an individual or whether you're an agency, and you have to kind of look at, you know, do you have resources that are underutilized? And if so, you know, you could put some of this stuff out there in order to drive more business and to really to kind of help build that piece of the business for you. And, you know, for us, that's has always been our approach, is that we look at our agency and our services that we do, and we look at them as kind of silos or departments, if you would. And we're just always trying to ensure that we're fully maximizing the capacity or utilizing those resources effectively, so that we're just trying to drive our revenue and our margins as best as we can.
Yeah, no, I was just always curious. As I say, never ever tried putting a service on a marketplace, and I was just curious to know if that was something that we can recommend to people that can obviously plug that gap and, you know, fill that resource. So it's great to hear that you've had great positivity, which I'm sure there was. I was just always like of the thought process that, you know, you're just another schmuck selling a gig in a, you know, with millions of other people, would you ever actually get any real traction from it? But clearly you have, and, you know, being able to convert them into agency clients or meeting good contacts who regularly buy from you, you know, anything you can do to promote your business has always got to be a good thing, right?
Well, and it's a little, you know, it's a platform, you know, and they're going to do some marketing themselves, and it's a way to do a transaction without an individual, you know, creating, or an agency, because, you know, and we don't even do this on our own agency site. You know, you can contact us and then we'll have some communication and, you know, we'll invoice and go through that process. But from a pure, if somebody wants to come on and just buy a press release service from us, even I don't even have our agency site built to do e-commerce transactions. So, you know, it's a great way to kind of just essentially we're like, hey, let's do this. And that way they've got a site, a platform that's kind of built. There's trust around it, you know, some assurances around the transaction. And I think it kind of works from that standpoint. But I think ultimately, if you're an individual or an agency, you kind of have to look and say, hey, what are our resources? Are we fully utilizing those resources, or do we have capacity to pull in additional business? And, you know, is it going to be a distraction from us or not? For us, we decided it was a go, and it's been a good ride so far.
So one last thing before we wrap up, I know you mentioned that you potentially put yourselves on a number of platforms to promote this service. Is Legit the best platform? or are you not allowed to say, you know, is there any other platforms that equally worked as well, or is Legit the place to go?
I have to be honest with you. We actually, so when we first started out, and probably for the first year, we were on several different of those freelancer platforms, and it just got to the point that some of the other ones just either the traction was so low, and or the clients that were kind of coming through were just not folks that we, it was not our client. I mean, yeah. It's fair to say, right? I mean, you've been around the block a few times, you know, you're just like, hey, there's some folks, this is kind of our client, who we like to work with and who we can serve and who we know we can deliver results for. Then there's other people like, you know, that's just not us. We're not going to do that. You know, I just can't do that kind of content. And so, you know, and unfortunately, some of those other sites, that's what was presented. So I don't know, about maybe 2 years ago, 18 months ago, we just kind of pulled off of the other. And I actually, on Legit is the only place that we're having a service listing, but we do a lot of promotion through social media and we pull stuff back. You know, we launched our own podcast, which has given us a lot of great visibility around our agency as a whole. And that's, I think, as well as given some good traction around our various services, whether it's press release or other stuff. So, not to disparage any of the other freelancing sites out there, but you know, Legit's been good.
That's interesting to hear. But one final point I want to make about Randy before we bid farewell is Randy doesn't just do press releases. He's not solely a press release guy. They do a wide range of other digital marketing services. Obviously, for the purpose of today's podcast, I wanted to dig a bit deeper into press releases, just for my own nosiness, really, and peace of mind. But also, it helps others understand, you know, a bit more about the process, a bit more, you know, about the process in general. And yeah, that's certainly not a bad thing. But you will find Randy's link to his agency and the press release gig on Legit below the video when this goes live. But Randy, if anyone does want to reach out to you and maybe ask you a question prior to buying up, where's the best place to get a hold of you?
You know, you can go to our website and you can fill out a form on there, or my email is directly on there as well. Just pretty simple, Randy at 38digitalmarket.com. And I'm also on social media platforms, Facebook, both as an agency and me individually. So you can reach out, message me out there. And, you know, as I say, and especially we did a lot of this during especially the initial lockdown and stuff. I mean, we were just doing a lot of free consultation for folks just to like, hey, what's going on? How can we help you? Here's, you know, some strategies, some things you may want to think about trying to do and to pull. And not necessarily, we didn't do it actually at all as a means of saying, hey, we wanted to drive business. And actually we didn't press, it just wasn't our objective. We were really just like, hey, we know it's tough in the business. And so what can we do to help and provide some direction maybe and give some pointers on how people could do some things on their own. So, you know, I'm very open to having, you know, just conversations with folks. So reach out in any of those mediums, Facebook, Twitter, a lot of different groups in Facebook. Go to our website, shoot me a quick email from there. Yeah, love to talk with folks.
No worries, Randy. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come on and share all of that with us. And yeah, hopefully I will catch up with you again soon.
Yes, very good. And thank you. And I will give a selfish plug here as well. We do have Craig coming up on our podcast called Running the Bases with Small Businesses. And we sit down with entrepreneurs and small business owners and just kind of talk about their journey and on the path of entrepreneurship. So Craig will be coming on here in a few weeks as well. So very good. Go check it out. We're on all of those platforms out there, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, everything.
I will be sharing the hell out of that as well. So look forward to hearing it when it's all ready to go. But for now, I will catch you later on.
Hey, very good. And oh, by the way, just so you know, I'm even going to do a little press release when we release your show on the podcast, and we'll get you out in some. That'll be on.
Cheers.
All right, man. Thank you.